ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Online, it feels like the answer is always yes. Yes to cookies, yes to tracking, yes to data sharing. I'm Ray Johnston, and in Opt Out, I find out what happens when you finally say no. Opt Out, a special series on Download This Show, ABC Radio National. To hear it, search for Download This Show wherever you get your podcasts or hear it on the ABC Listen app.
In a shocking and brutal end to a colourful life, Australian wallpaper designer Florence Broadhurst was murdered in her Paddington studio on the 15th of October, 1977. Florence was a force majeure. She lived many lives. But it was her wallpaper business she started in her 60s that left its indelible mark on Australian design history. Her designs are now global, and they're on walls, rugs, fashion, the list goes on. But her murder is still unsolved to this day.
I'm the guy that found her. It was a shock.
I don't feel that the investigation was very thorough.
All the evidence disappeared.
It appeared that Florence had known her killer. Obviously, it was someone who felt a lot of hate and anger.
Hi, I'm Zoe Ferguson, and on Rewind today, part two of the life and death of Florence Broadhurst. If you haven't heard part one, I highly recommend you stop here and go back and have a listen. In this episode, we meet Florence's grandson to talk about her legacy.
The legacy of Florence Broadhurst, I think, is far beyond, you know, sort of just design or just entrepreneurism.
And a heads up that this episode contains some graphic content. Florence Broadhurst was charismatically fearless in everything she did. She was a cabaret performer during the Roaring Twenties. She opened a finishing school in Shanghai, became a French dressmaker in London, then an aristocratic English lady and entrepreneur back home in Australia. She lived many lives.
Florence's is a really unusual life story. You have this kaleidoscope of colour and energy. She saw life in a different light, I think.
But it was Florence's final reinvention that really defined her. And that was her luxury, hand-printed wallpaper business that she started at the age of 60. Her company's output has been described as one of the most creative to ever come out of Australia, making over 500 designs, ranging from tapestries to geometric, psychedelics and florals.
Because she was like a flame. It was as though nothing could extinguish her. But something did, and no one knows why.
Police today said they were carrying out routine investigations.
On October the 15th, 1977, Florence Broadhurst was murdered.
Apparently, the assailant walked into the building through the open door. Mrs. Broadhurst usually left the door open so clients could drop in.
The morning after her murder, Paddington police got a call from a concerned neighbour of Florence's.
The neighbour had expressed concern for the Florence Broadhurst in her factory as the front door was left open all night and the lights are on. He asked us to attend to check on her welfare. My name is Anthony Thomas Russell. My rank in 1977 was probationary constable in the New South Wales Police Force stationed at Paddington. We hopped in the truck and we drove down to Ralston Street. Sergeant Len Brogan and I went inside. Inside the factory, it was decided, I'll check downstairs, he will go upstairs.